Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Every morning, TV One, Roland Martin, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, today we'll be focusing on Jeffrey Osborne, his celebrity golf and softball classic. That'll be on News One Now today. Also, shout out to everybody at for Sisters Only in Atlanta on Saturday. Great seeing you in the National Black Coalition of our children, National Black Coalition Development, NBCDI. They're meeting in Detroit at a good time yesterday on the panel as well with NBCDI. Tom, today, right now, early voting begins in Georgia. But here's the problem. There's an effort to again suppress the vote. A lawsuit was filed on Friday, dealing with that because some 40,000 folks are registered, but the Secretary of State all of a sudden won't even add them to the voting polls. Joining us right now is Representative Stacey Abrams of Georgia. How you doing, Stacey?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right, so your organization, y'all went out there and y'all registered, about 180,000, 120,000 people?
We directly registered 86,000, and we funded 12 partner groups who registered a total of 120,000 between ourselves and the groups.
Now, all of a sudden, the Secretary of State says these are not valid, trying to prevent these folks from voting. And various organizations, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, NAACP, Legal Defense Education Fund, others, filed a lawsuit Friday saying certify these registrations.
Exactly. And in fact, if they would tell us that they believe them to be invalid, that would be an improvement. The problem we have is that we're asking the court to order the Secretary of State to process the applications. We do not know what their status is. And as you said, early voting begins today, and more than 40,000 eligible voters do not know if they are going to make it to the rolls.
What are the reasons why they say they're not eligible to vote?
They haven't. That's the problem.
They just say they're not eligible.
No, they haven't responded at all. That's the problem. There's a group called the pending list, and that's the list of people who have issues that they need to fix. And then there are the people who make it onto the rolls. These 40,000 have had absolutely no response at all. They're not on the pending list. They're not on the voter rolls. They haven't been told you're rejected. They have not had any communication at all. And some of these folks registered back in April.
Will you be able to fix this by November?
Well, that's why we've asked for the Secretary of State to be compelled to do it. We did not want to file litigation. That's the last resort. But we've asked a judge to order the Secretary of State and the counties to promptly process all of these pending applications, provide notice to the applicants in case they have missing information so they have sufficient time to respond, and then to tell us where they are, why they haven't been processed yet.
Roland, this sounds criminal.
Well, but again, it speaks to what we're facing because, look, Stacey, you and I, we've been on various panels, talked about this. There are hundreds of thousands of African-Americans, also Latinos, in Georgia who are not registered to vote. Your organization, others, they've been really hitting the streets trying to register people. And this is a direct result of what happens when you do the right thing, register people, and then they still want to prevent them from voting.
Absolutely. I mean, we invited the Lawyers Committee to investigate. They investigated at the county level. They talked to dozens of our applicants, they reviewed our work, and they hired a third-party data expert to analyze our data against the Secretary of State's voter file, just in case we were wrong. And as you may know, the Lawyers Committee was founded by John F. Kennedy. This is a national organization. They believe, independent of what we held to be true, they believe that 40,000-plus are being disenfranchised simply because the Secretary of State is refusing to do his job.
There are 5 black women on the ballot in Georgia as well. Statewide ballot, correct?
Correct.
Well, again, so folks in Georgia, early voting is today. Hopefully the pressure be, again, applied to the Secretary of State because, again, you can't be sitting. I mean, here we are trying to talk about our rights across the country, and we're preventing folks from even attempting to vote. It makes no sense. Representative Stacey Abrams, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And it's National Black Child Development Institute, Tom, in Detroit. Got it right.
Wow. So that just seems criminal.
Trickery continues.
Yeah.
It continues.